Radio Valencia, www.radiovalencia.fm, here in the studio with Victor Pacheco.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. He's got the deal of the century. He's got the deal of todo el mundo. Victor Pacheco. Check him out on the HispanicTitanic.com. Find him. Book him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
feed
right.
Me.
Feed him. Hey, we're here. Hey, talk about a show. What's a show where they gave you good food that you did? You know, or I remember I did this weed spot, Cannabis Club, and they ordered a taco truck. It was too much. Like, not enough people came out.
So there was just a bunch of orders.
We could take it home.
Oh, that's good. How much food did you take home?
I took, you know, those steel catering things,
yeah.
You know, aluminum foil things. I took like two trays of carne asada, dude.
Yeah.
And then the green salsas and the red salsas, I took 2 pints of each.
Holy shit.
That's how much food they had. They're like, take it home.
You know, like, I get paid $20, but I got paid in food $300.
Hey, I wish it was $20.
Yeah, that's the thing about comedy, man. It's fucked up. Sometimes you get really taken care of, sometimes you don't. I have to say, with the best food, like, I don't know, I'm very biased because I've had a lot of great food on the road with the venues hooking it up. Like, whether it's cheeseburgers or steaks. Ooh. Or what else have I had? I've had chicken sandwiches. There's a lot of different things that I've gone on the road, but I don't know, the thing that sticks out, like, I went to Rohnert Park, which is by Santa Rosa, at this place called Sally Tomatoes, and they had an all-you-can-eat barbecue.
Ooh.
With the show, and I didn't even have to cook anything. I just was performing, and I was like, oh my god, this is great. But people were, like, so drunk that it was a really hard show. Because also it was during the daytime, pre-pandemic. Oh, no, wait. It was during the pandemic, and it was outside, the food, and they were bringing it inside. But it was like one of those places where it was just like, oh, we don't give a shit about the fucking pandemic. We're not wearing masks. We're not communists. Mm. So I'm just like, well, you know, whatever. But like, yeah, it was a difficult show because people were getting day drunk.
Oh.
It was pretty cool. I thought it was fun. Like, even when the shows are hard, I have a good time because stand-up comedy is fun.
Yeah. And, you know, you're lucky you're invited. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I'm lucky. I'd be lucky invited to go to the barbecue.
The barbecue itself is a good thing to be invited to, but it was more like it was happening while I was going to be doing the show. I don't remember if I was hosting or featuring, but I was not headlining, but it was just hosting or featuring, but I think it was featuring.
I did a show for like a benefit for this guy who was going through cancer, and then they had fucking they had a kitchen that was cooking food, and they're like, yeah, get what you want.
Oh my god.
Oh man, like bacon wrapped hot dog with buffalo, what is it, buffalo chicken, you know, like buffalo wing chicken.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And then I kept sneaking to the back because there was like an opening to the kitchen. I go, let me get another one, I'm the comedian. Let me get another one. We always say that. I'm the comedian. Can I get a drink?
Dude, yeah. I think it's shady, though, because, like, you know, some comedy clubs claim to be like, oh, yeah, we're a club, a grade A comedy club, right? And it's just like, well, you should be giving drinks out to the comedians if you're a grade A comedy club.
Or
not this B grade or C grade shit. Yeah. Like, what the fuck's D up with grade. That? Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not calling out any clubs, you know?
There was a, you might have did it, there was like a sandwich spot that did comedy in SF.
Was it with Mike Spiegelman?
I think it involved him. Remember that? I remember.
Was it Russian? In the Russian deli?
It was a Russian neighborhood.
Yeah.
I remember, right? I think for one year, you go and you perform, they give you a sandwich.
Yes, a half sandwich.
No, well, before, it was a whole sandwich.
Well, then you guys fucked it up for us.
And then, after, it was half a sandwich.
That's bullshit. Yeah. Then now there's no sandwiches because that place doesn't exist anymore. It's a comedy venue.
It was sick, man. It had the most people came out to see me.
Really?
Yeah, six.
Zero people. Really?
Six.
Oh, shit.
In that little spot, it looked like the Fillmore.
Yeah, that's you know hot. What I'm yeah. No, oh, yeah, yeah. Six people there at that spot right there, Russian Hill or wherever the fuck that was.
You could film my special.
Dude, I'd film that special. Yeah, let me host for you so I could be on it. You
could host. Dude.
Yeah, I'll be on it. I give it up for
you
this.
You got to be outside because you can't get in. It's packed.
Dude, it's packed. No, it's a little hole in the wall, but you know it's like a glory hole. It feels good.
Feels I good. Love glory holes.
Yeah, while you're in there. Channel. Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I met a lot of people at glory holes.
Yeah. It's good to see you again.
What's one of your favorite ones?
Well, the glory holes? I've never been to the glory hole.
You
there's,
don't
dude,
lie.
I swear to God. Dude,
I recognize you.
Yeah, I recognize my dick, but not me. That's horrible, you know? It's just like you're just shaking out that spick dick, and it's like, that's what clicks.
Hold on. Hey, whatever glory hole you go, I go, you know.
Dude,
the only
I don't
ones,
like glory holes. I like looking at the ladies and knowing that they're ladies when that's happening.
But now I'm telling you, dude, you want
to
know.
I don't want to fucking go holes. To a glory hole, and you're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, then you just show up on the other side.
You're going
to
go
you
now.
You start blowing me, dude.
You're going to go now, because I'm going to tell you about
we're going to go now. We're going to go now, or you're going to suck your dick in the bathroom. Oh.
I'll tell you my favorite glory hole to go. You ready?
Yeah.
22nd Street Caltrain Station.
That's not a place. Is that a place?
You never took the Caltrain station at 22nd Street?
I've never gotten off on 22nd Street. Gotten off or taken the train station there.
Well, there's a big hole right there the train goes through. That's my glory hole. That's the only place that fits me.
That's gross.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking thick-ass chode.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I was talking about you, not your dick.
You know, I like you, man. You're a good mentor to kids.
Not really.
Yeah, you are.
Not really. Like, I will, you know, if I'm trying to bone their mom, yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Not really.
You want to really. Insta family right away?
No, hell no, dude.
You would be a good dad.
Well, no one's saying that, but I'm more along the lines of like, I don't know, like I'm at the age where it's just like all the chicks my age are, some of them are grandmas. They're like fucking like 40, 42, and they're like grandmas, and I'm like, holy shit. You must think I'm a big old homo for not having any kids, and I'm almost 40.
Yeah, well, you know, it's okay if you are, and there's nothing wrong with
it. Well, tell your Mexican mom that, bro. Oh. You know, your Mexican mom, like, she don't give a fuck about, like, if he's, I'll get cancel me. I don't fucking give a shit.
You don't give a shit.
No, I don't give a sheet. Like a sheet of paper, I don't give a sheet.
But I think you're ready to be a dad, so you should.
I don't
want to
be a dad, dude. Well, you want to be my baby mama?
And then feed them with the comedy money.
Oh,
dude.
Thank God. I think you're going to say with your titty. And I'm like, no, thank you. That's fucked up.
Dude, that's weird shit. Someone's trying to do that right now with all the operations.
Well, yeah. Well, not me. I don't need no operations. I'm fucking beautiful.
You are beautiful. I agree.
Beautiful.
You don't need many operations. But, you know, my first operation on you already? Stylist. That's not an operation. That's
dude.
My first operation.
What the fuck?
That's
you're just saying I'm gorgeous. And I'm not wearing the clothes you
want
to wear.
That's it.
You want me to wear?
You know,
you should be the last person giving out fucking fashion advice, Fonko.
No. But you understand, I'm on your side because I'll be saying, okay, first thing we got to do.
You mean like you're on my side? Like, we dress like shit.
Like you got good things and bad things. I want to accentuate the good things.
You just said I dress like shit. How's that a good thing?
Come on. You have the nice leather black jacket you have.
That doesn't nothing to do with me.
No, that's a good thing. You chose that, so you have style, right? But here's where I would. Whatever. Yeah. I'm glad because we don't want it to be real cow.
Yeah, I know.
We only eat it. We don't wear it.
Right.
You
know it's cannibalism for me.
But here's the thing: you can wear the jacket, but no shirt underneath.
Dude, that is
no
much,
shirt.
Dude. No,
I will get the wrong attention. Do you
want
to get big in comedy? This is what you have
I'm
to
already
do.
I'm big.
You are big.
I'm fucking humongous, but like in comedy,
you
want
to have six people to come to your show at any time?
If I wear a leather jacket with no undershirt, they're just going to call me Andrew Dice Gay.
No.
They will, though. People are fucking dicks. Like, you know, I get bullied sometimes.
You'll be called Juan Cena.
Juan Cena?
Yes.
No, what about Juan Dinner?
Juan Dinner. Dude, your chest hair's coming out. I don't even know if you have chest hair.
I have chest hair. Yeah, there we go. Dick hair.
The sexiness hair, meter just went up a little more.
I think that's the blood flowing through your penis area. That's kind of
I know these things.
Telling.
Let me tell you something. I don't know jokes, but I know style.
Oh, yeah. You don't know jokes. You know cocks.
I just know style.
You know cocks, and you know jokes, and you know.
I know. I definitely cocks know cocks. Cocks.
Of course, you know cocks. You know multiple cocks. You. Eskimo kiss them.
Oh, shit.
Nah, it's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know.
You know?
This is locker room talk. You know, maybe we'll get elected as president one day.
You could. You're maybe. Born here, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You better.
Who the fuck are you?
Papers.
You can look at the papers on my fucking...
I want to say, I don't believe it. I'm going to call ICE right now.
He's just trying to look at my penis right now to make sure it's uncircumcised.
I'm going to call you the illegal Hispanic Titanic.
No way.
Yeah, you are. There's holes in your ship, bro.
Dude, I put holes in your ship.
Yeah,
I put a hole in your head and turn you to a dolphin.
You know why the illegal Hispanic...
I heard that recently. I didn't make that up.
The illegal Hispanic Titanic... fucking sank. It's because it hit a fucking large fucking cocaine and dude
a cocaine
barrel.
Iceberg.
Yeah, dude,
you should have said I crashed into a cocaine iceberg that hit my artery.
It hit your artery.
Fuck you, dude. I dare you. You can't steal these disses.
I'll call you fucking ICE right now.
I'm gonna
you.
Call you fucking ICE Spice.
Where's the cage? Throw him in here, dude.
I'm gonna put you in a fucking cage.
We'll put you and you're gonna say help. Are
With
you
Nick
that man?
Diaz.
Oh,
send
man.
Both of you guys back to Stockton.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, weren't you headlining in Stockton?
No, I was not headlining in Stockton. I was mainlining.
Mainlining.
Yeah, thank you. That's that correct, dude.
Hey,
don't fuck that up.
2 weeks ago, you were at the Punchline SF.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, Faco has a great tendency to remind people that I was like, people were coming over like, dude, you did the Punchline this Sunday? I'm like, yeah, how do you know? They're like, oh, Faco told me. And I'm like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
I
can you stop telling people? Like,
I wrote it in the bathroom.
And said, yeah, and I was like, for a good time.
Yeah.
You should have been here because Victor performed at the Punchline this past Sunday. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm always proud of things that I knew were going to happen. Yeah. I told you, even when we were driving the Punchline SF, I go, you're going to go up tonight.
I did go up. Faco called it.
I said it.
But it was so fucked up because like I'd been with Faco like at least like 8 times. And I did not get up. Faco got up, and then Faco's all like, oh, I'm going to come back on a whim. And I'm like, well, you're not going to get up because you just got up. You're like, you'll get up.
Yeah.
And then Faco's about, like, trying to hang out. And that's cool. I respect it. But at the same time, I'm just like, yeah, this is a fucking rough spot, especially when we got to wait outside. And that night I got up, I had to wait outside before
we
I
were outside. Those are the best times to go up when you're waiting outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you're getting warm, and then you go in the green room and get those energy drinks.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, man. I knew you were going to go up. I felt it, dude. I was like,
I didn't. I had no idea I was going up.
It's going to get spectacular tonight.
It was super spectacular. Spicalore.
You know, people are going to be... The girls' seats are going to get wet bagged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I'm a wet back and there were wet snatches.
Damn right, man.
That's right, brother.
They're going to get so wet. You know, only the Hispanic Titanic because he fucking went through the river
they cannot
get over... You know,
I'll rust if they get me wet.
You know, he had to get two coyotes that died on him, dude, and he still survived to get over here, dude.
Yeah, that's a legal wetback joke, but I was born here, so unless you're calling my mom's passage super wet, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, dude, can I book you?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I need my house cleaned.
Yeah, I'll clean it. I will bless it with my piss.
Yeah, there you go. You can tell a joke every time, like, you know, when you turn off the vacuum.
Oh, my God. I'm going to use the vacuum as a microphone.
You got it, man.
I'm going to hit you in the face with my microphone.
Victor Pacheco's in the studio. You've seen him everywhere.
You've seen him on acid. You've seen him on Molly. You've seen him... You seen him on cocaine.
You seen him at the Pizza Factory. You know what I'm saying? Did you ever do the Pizza Factory?
Nah.
I was past there, dude.
Oh,
I was a regular.
Dude,
I could go up anytime I wanted, every time. Like, oh, Faco's here. I got to put Bumpy, dude.
Oh, man.
You know?
Sit down,
Sammy Obey. Faco's got to go up.
I would bump you for Sammy for sure.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. I'd bump Sammy for you. Sorry,
oh, really?
I said that backward. Yeah, I would absolutely.
Thanks, man.
I'd be like, hey, Sammy, do your fucking hour and a half. After you said you're only going to do 5 minutes and you hate this venue and it's just like you're uncomfortable that this show started late and that you want me to say these things. And I was just like, dude, I get it. You deserve all that shit. But at the same time, I'm like, dude, you're doing my fucking shitty ass bar show. So just, you know. Yeah. Do as you may.
But
don't be fucking shit talking it before you get on stage, and then while you're on stage, and it's just like, then you start having a good time and don't want to get off stage, and it's like, why were you talking shit? Because you can tell when people are playing, when people are being malicious, and like, I think with stand up, it's like, it's funnier when people are playing. If there's like a hint of truth to it, that's cool, but it's just like, if you're being like malicious and like you're hating the crowd because people left, it's like, dude, the show started late. It's already a late show that starts. Dude, if you have a show that starts at 9 p.m. and it doesn't really start till 10 p.m. Dude.
What is a Warriors game on?
No, worse. There's nobody there.
Oh.
No, but at 10, though, there was like 20 people there. So it went from 0 to 20, and that's like a great show.
Yeah.
And then people stayed, but out of those 20, like maybe like 14 stayed. Maybe 12. Minimum, like there was like at least 12 people there, and you know, people didn't have the greatest attitude about it, but you know, it's whatever. It's like, yeah, I would have preferred to perform in front of 20 people versus 12.
Okay, it's a show, or you have a choice, a show, one person in the crowd, but it's a $50 spot for 20 minutes, but you could do a show at a, you know, a comedian show, you don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same amount of minutes, but there's 100 people in a crowd.
Can I do both?
No. There's the same time. You probably would do the $50 show.
I'd probably do the $50 show.
And you want to rock that one person?
I want to get paid $50.
That's romantic, dude. You got to understand.
I don't know who that one person is. I don't know if they speak English. I don't even know if they're fucking able to listen and hear, or if they are fluent with what I'm talking about, or like even like me, or can get into like comedy mode, or if they're in comedy mode. Has it just been a one audience show the entire time? Am I going first? Well, am I going last? There's like a lot of questions to ask in this hypothetical.
Well, okay. It's only one person in the crowd because it says headliner, Victor Pacheco.
So no one showed up except one person. Okay.
Hey, you brought one person, dude.
So technically, though, I wouldn't have even brought that one person. It would have just been like somebody that showed up just, oh, it's comedy night, huh?
It's comedy night.
I'm not doing shit. Let me spend $10.
Why not? That's why one person, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, you've done shows with less people, dude.
Yeah. I've done shows with zero people.
Yeah, I saw it.
Falco was there. Yeah,
I saw the stream. I saw the stream.
That's why Falco was asking me these stupid fucking questions about, wait, would you do that again? I'm like, for double the money? Fuck yeah.
$50.
Yeah, of course.
But what if 100 people, you got 100 people packed out?
I know. I'm just being a dick. Like, seriously, I would probably do the open mic or the non-paid show with 100 people, because you could turn those into fans.
Yeah.
Versus that one person. So it's like, that's worth way more than $50. So.
Oh, well, did you stop doing cocaine or something like that, dude?
No.
Then I thought you would take the $50. I thought you would take the $50.
I mean, but like cocaine wise, it's like, you know, if you're going to go do a show somewhere and they're going to pay $50, it's not going to be in your hometown. So you got to, you know, either pay gas or public transit to get there. And so, like, and then you got to get back. So that's like not a $50 show anymore. That's like a $35 show or the $30 show, depending on how far it is.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying $20 off the top, that's $30. You can't really get shit for coke. You know, you try to hit up a dealer, hey, let me get $30 worth of coke, and they're like, fuck you. You know, get 60 or get 100 or get 90 or get 120 or get 150, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything other than $30. So it's like, if you're doing a $50 spot, like, you're only going to keep like $30 out of that max.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing to be doing coke and comedy. It's bad for business.
It's bad for business.
Don't do it.
Don't do it at all. You know, but you know, 100 people, maybe one of those people's gonna lead you to more shows, right, Victor Pacheco?
Dude, I mean, that's what you want to do at every show. You want to get people to come back to your shows or hire you out to do something. I've officiated a wedding before. Through people that I've met through stand-up. I don't want to say they're fans. You know, they don't come to all my shows and shit, but they've been supportive of me, and they asked me if I can marry them, and I'm like,
aww.
Wow, that's great.
So you have the license?
Yeah.
So what, would you get it in a cereal box or something, dude?
Yeah, I won it in a bet, actually.
Really?
No. Oh. No, I got it through the Universal Life Church.
Oh, shit.
So, of Seattle. So, anybody could sign up for it, anybody could get it. And I'm like Reverend Victor Pacheco.
Yes.
Or Pastor Pacheco. Or,
with the cleaner reverend, record than most.
You're a fucking cleaner.
You're my cleaner.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yes, I am.
You're my cleaner.
Yeah. Okay, get it right.
You're my cleaning lady.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, because a cleaning lady could do a way better job than you.
Oh, that's messed up. Yeah. That's a good burn. Victor Pacheco.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Why do you got to keep saying my fucking name like that? Like,
I want everybody to know that that's you talking.
Dude, that's hilarious. Yeah, I think the people could tell between my sexy voice. You're like, oh, yeah, these one line.
Victor Pacheco, he has it all. When Victor Pacheco talks, mountains move. And I'll tell you this.
Oh, my God, dude.
You can look out. You know, I was thinking about food. And
oh, my God, dude, what a transition.
But, you know, we were talking about what's the thing we ate for comedy. Yeah. And this place, I did a farm. I did a show on a farm.
You got some fresh eggs?
Yes, they did. They had the chickens walking around, and there's a brewery at the farm, and the comedy show was there. Yeah. And they gave us a tab, and they had ice cream. Ice cream, Victor Pacheco.
What flavors?
Just chocolate and vanilla. But this milk is from the farm that the cows are right there, you know? And
so did you say thank you to the cows?
I jerked it off.
You jerked it off?
What is it, the teat?
That was a bull.
The teat. I got the teat.
That wasn't a teat. That was a deke.
No.
Oh.
That's a good one.
If you jerk off a deer, that's cool. You jerk off a fucking bull, that's not okay.
And you know, whatever your life you choose, it's okay, Victor Pacheco. You're still my friend.
Paco will still continue to jerk off that bull. Just
but
for
I'm
that
telling you,
frothy ass milk.
I had unlimited ice cream.
That was the warmest milk I've ever had in my life.
It was beautiful. You got it?
Did you like it when it hit your mouth?
Holy shit, yes, I did.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Did it feel like fireworks were going off and everybody was invited?
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's it cool. was it was all over my lips. The ice cream, it was dripping down onto my breast.
Oh, God.
You know?
Thank God this is not video. Otherwise, my pants would be, like, really tight right now.
They're already tight.
They are. I'm just saying on video, they'd be really tight.
Even more tight.
It's tighter with the visual.
Yeah, they only look like skinny jeans because I just came from a buffet. Oh!
Yeah. You're pretty skinny, dude. You're like a tiny Samoan.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
You know, no one's ever called me tiny.
Well, I mean, not you, but your dick, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, so, you know, I told you we got to figure out what we're going to eat.
Dude, what are we going to eat, dude?
Dude.
You said Chinese, pizza, or Mexican.
Yeah, unless you want to do, I think there's a dumpling house across the street.
That would be Chinese then, right?
I guess,
I said the cheapest thing, and you're like, oh, no, let's go to a dumpling house. Not even a place where they have dumplings, a dumpling house.
I don't even know if I've ever had dumplings, Victor.
Well, then why the fuck would you want to get dumplings then? Because you never had them? You want to just lose your dumpling virginity with me?
With you.
Gross.
I want to lose some kind of virginity.
Oh, dude, gross. I'm not going to fucking pound those cheeks.
Don't pound these cheeks.
I know. Well, good. Yeah.
You know, because you know what?
Yeah,
I'll roll you in flour to find the wet spot, homie.
That's gross. You know, I think you roll me a joint.
You're lucky I got a Foster's beer.
Yeah,
I will tell you to roll me a joint, but it'll take fucking 4 hours.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's,
it will. He couldn't roll anything.
I rolled two fucking killer ass
J's. One job.
This fucking guy over here comes through with some Mexican weed. He expects me to roll it up like a California king.
Don't give me that illegal shit. Dude, this show is American, dude. There's this shit had red, white, and blue. This was like motherfucking Guile from fucking Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, with you, it's red, white, and Bluto.
Bluto. You look like Pluto, dude.
Planet or the dog?
No, the fucking Popeye's nemesis.
That's Bluto. I just said that. You said Pluto.
Oh, well, I'll say Bluto.
I said Bluto. You said Pluto.
Guess what?
Roll back the tape.
No, roll back. I'll tell you this, though. If that's true, I always thought his name was Pluto.
It's Bluto.
Really?
That's what I just called you.
Dude, that, see, now, hey guys, you gotta talk about the Mandalorian effect. What is that called? The
Mandela?
Mandela.
Mandalorian effect? Are you affected by this Disney Plus production? Yeah. What the fuck?
This fucking Mandalorian effect is
You're real. A manatee.
Dude, it was called Pluto. I always heard it Pluto.
No, it's Bluto. And then in earlier episodes, it's Brutisque.
Really?
Brutisque.
Shit.
Yeah, man, dude.
This is all new shit to me. I'm telling you, it's the fucking Mandalorian effect.
Dude, it's the Mandela effect, dude.
You call it what you want, but this one,
what we're talking about. Did you say Mandalorian effect?
The Mandalorian effect.
The DeLorean effect with the DeLorean.
We're going back to the future, all right?
Yeah, we're going back to the wet.
Guess what? I'm
going
to give you a wedgie.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a wet back.
Here we go.
No, I'm just kidding. No,
this, what I could do if now we brought in the DeLorean, we brought in going back to in time. It would. I would like to you and do you remember Luis Perez?
Is he a chubby Mexican?
Yeah,
dude?
Yeah. And then we'll get our. Well, who's another chubby Mexican guy?
I don't know.
Jorge Sanchez. All of us together, and we have a sleepover. Hold on.
Wait,
we have a sleepover.
Yeah.
And wearing our underwear.
Gross.
And we're watching porn.
That's really gross. Going,
one day I hope I can do that. And we're hanging out, dude. And we're.
Why would I be doing this with you guys?
Because it'll be fun.
How would it be fun? This sounds really.
Because we'll all be hanging out and having fun.
No, I don't think so. Together. I know, dude. You guys, your underwears and shit.
Why can't you be there?
I don't want to be there with you guys in your underwear.
This is an
like
invitation.
Invitations smell like nutsack? What's this, a fucking Mexican ditty party?
Let me bring you something.
This is a Mexican titty party.
Hold on. Now, how many people in this world?
A lot.
Let's say 10 billion. Let's just say that.
Okay, cool.
I'm only inviting 4 people out of this 10 billion.
Well, what the fuck?
You're one of them.
Why
that's
would
an
I
honor.
Want to be with other fat Mexican guys?
That's an honor.
Yeah, okay, cool. Congratulations. I don't want to be with a bunch of fucking fat Mexican guys. In our underwear. That's gross.
Man? Don't deny
it's
what
awkward,
you are.
Dude. You know, all the heavy breathing and all the fucking like.
It's relatable.
It's relatable in the sense that it's really gross. Let's start trying to go out with nurses because they've seen some gnarly shit.
You know, let's just. I can already see through everything.
Nah.
But let's get something out of the way. Ready?
Yeah.
Victor Pacheco, you're not gross.
Thank you.
You're a good person.
Thank you.
You're a good-looking guy.
Oh, Jesus.
Any girl will be lucky to have you.
Okay? Thanks, man. So if you know any of them, let me know.
Okay. And you're going to succeed.
Thanks, man. I'm about to die today.
Okay?
No, yeah.
Okay. So, be at the party. We'll hang out.
Where's the party at?
It's us four.
I don't want to hang out with you guys.
What?
In our underwear? That's like really, really...
Okay, you can have your shirt on.
Don't even said my shirt had to be up.
My shirt's going to be on because I'm shy, but if you don't go,
that's
you go.
That's so fucking wow, dude. What the fuck are you talking about, man? Yeah. It's just like, I'll take my shirt off if I'm in the fucking gym in the locker room or something, but I'm not going to fucking take off my shirt.
No one ever saw you at a fucking gym, Victor Pacheco,
I mean, when I would work out, I would, you know. It's not like, you know, with you, like, you know, like, when you go to the gym and shit, you have the kids, like, running in there being like, millimeter wiener, millimeter wiener, millimeter wiener, millimeter wiener.
Last time I took a fucking shower in a gym of some sort in public was 1991.
Where, at SeaWorld? You fat fuck?
91.
SeaWorld. I can't stop snorting when I really laugh hella hard.
I haven't showered in public with anybody in over 30 years, dude. And I still don't understand why people want to shower in public.
I don't know. I don't think it's they want to, but it's like...
I know sometimes they have to. Because
no, I mean, I'll tell you some super, like, really, I don't know. Going to the gym when I was in seventh grade And being, my dad would go to the gym, but like one of his friends was there, and I didn't know this at the time, but he was like a huge cocaine trafficker.
Oh, fuck.
But my dad was a roofer, so my dad would do the roofs on his businesses, which were Mexican restaurants, and the many houses that he had. So my dad would legitimately do work for this guy, and even though it was dirty money, it's like my dad was actually working roofs and, you know, putting new ones on, tearing them off, doing all that shit, you know, and it's just like, so my dad was doing legit work, but like at any rate, I go to the gym and this guy was like a total mafioso, and he announced one time that's like, oh yeah, hey, in Spanish, he's like, hey, I'm going to Mexico with my wife for a month, so I'm not going to be here. And then my dad, without skipping the beats, all like, oh, why are you taking your wife to Mexico? So you could sell the coca and she could sell the cola?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Everybody was dying in the fucking, like, dude, everybody laughed. And this dude, his name was Chichis because he had Chichis. Uh-huh. So he got Chichis. But anyway, so he was cool as fuck. But, like, he fucking started smacking my dad. He's like, hey, pinche gorilla.
Oh, shit.
Which is Spanish for you fucking gorilla.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just talking a bunch of shit. And it was fun.
So this was in the locker room.
This was in the locker room. Like
you were
90,
there?
97.
97?
Yeah.
98?
Yeah, I was just like 12 or 13.
Oh, shit. And you guys are all naked, right?
Oh, yeah.
Why can't you be in your underwear with me, then?
Oh, no. Well, this is what I'm saying, though. This is different, though, because you're not a mafioso, like, type of fucking guy.
How do you know?
I don't know, dude.
You don't know that.
You don't look like
don't
these
know.
Guys.
What do you know?
And these guys, like, really legitimate. Like, I don't know.
You're right, though. I'm not even in that life.
He's not a mafioso.
No, I'm not.
He's a cariñoso.
What's up, Poppy?
Nothing much. Just hanging out, you know?
You know, Victor Pacheco, we still got to decide what we're going to eat.
Dude, man. You keep going back to this. Like, I don't care. We'll decide, you know, when the time is right.
You know,
things could change,
you know?
You're
not hungry?
I'm fucking starving right now, you know? But I don't want to let the people know that I'm starving. I'm not starving. I could eat, though.
Yeah, you know you could. He's got little piña coladas. He got the deal of the day today.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to tell you guys because he doesn't want to know what else
Suavecito,
to
yeah.
know I don't where want to guys, get these drinks.
Well, they're raspados, but I'll give you a culado.
You got a piña colada? I'll give you a penis colada, dude.
No way.
Yes,
that's going to come up short. I'm okay.
You know, it's going to come up medium. That's what it's going to
come up. Fucking, I don't like the big ones because they hurt type of thing.
It's going to be like that movie Tremors, then.
It's going to be like any given Sunday where it's just going to choose not to work because it's the Sabbath.
Oh, man, dude.
Nice.
My name is, what is it? My name is Willie.
Willie?
Remember Willie, the quarterback in that movie?
More like Willow.
Jamie Fox.
More like Jamie.
Cox.
Jamie.
Rocks.
Jamie.
Mox.
Mox is still one, yeah.
Mox is still yeah. What's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Roxicillin.
Now I know
that,
you
that
know.
Would be like a penicillin type
yeah.
of antibiotic.
Oh yeah, you burn.
That would be amoxicillin.
You burn, bro.
Amoxicillin. You burn, bro.
You burn, bro.
Bro, bro. You burn, bro. Bro.
Oh, did I see you at the Planned Parenthood, bro?
Look, bro. Look, bro.
Bro,
bro, bro, bro.
We should go cruise, bro.
Bro, 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 bro.
You got it, bro.
Yeah. No?
Victor Who? Pacheco.
Jesus Christ, could you stop saying my name like that every fucking 20 seconds?
I want them to know who you are because
they
you're
know
great.
Who I am. They're like the fucking guy who's, you know, fucking sexy voice.
Pacheco, people love you. What's that? Everyone likes you. People love. Well, I can't say everyone likes you, but you are liked by me and others.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm loved by the fat Mexican
community. I want you to
community.
Be here in life.
Thank you.
I like that I have to pick you up to see you.
Yeah, and he means literally, he like lifts me off my feet.
Yeah.
He's very strong, Falco, right? And that's just his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
really
I told him, I go, listen, man, don't get too fucking drunk on me. I don't want to fire.
I'm sober. Falco's the one that sounds drunk and fucking swirly.
No, I don't want a fireman's carry you out of this city. It's not the first fucking fat Mexican I had to do that.
Yeah, Falco had a fire carry himself.
It will be the last, dude.
Falco had a fire carry himself.
Hey, you know, you fat Mexican guys are like my chihuahuas.
What do you mean, the guys
dude?
In the mirror?
Yeah, you guys are my chihuahuas.
What?
You know,
you're what? You
chihuahuas, dude.
We're chihuahuas.
I carry you guys around,
dude. You know, chihuahuas are really Mexican.
How?
Because they're small, they're loud, and I never heard a chihuahua using a condom before.
that's a good one.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Nice. Don't be telling your closer to people.
Damn.
Here we go. Look, Hi says, it's Bo Michelle. Hi says, we should eat pizza.
That's what I said.
Hi says, Mexican Diddy party. Flatmate says, what the pho?
Oh, that's me.
Okay, you like pho?
Pho? Is it P-H-O?
P-H-O, yes.
Yeah, pho.
Wow. Oh, it's across the street. So they got pho across the street. You like that?
Pho's okay.
You know, what if I feed it to you?
With your dick?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, then maybe. Then maybe,
no,
yes.
Let's do it right.
Are you going to feed me like a baby bird and shit? Yeah, you put it in your mouth and then just spit it into my mouth? That's kind of gross, bro. You're kinky.
No, we're airplane.
Airplane?
Here goes the airplane.
Pacheco. Why'd you grab your dick right now, bro?
Victor Pacheco, the Hispanic Titanic.
You call me Victor Sperm Checo?
Sperm Checo.
Dude, that's gross, dude. Wipe him off your lips, bro. Just stop talking about it.
Yeah. I'm salivating.
You're fucking ovulating.
I am. So watch out, because I'm...
Now watch out. This Faco will make you fuck him. Right in the tuckus.
Right in the tuckus.
He took us by surprise with that tuckus.
And you'll feel the ruckus.
That's right. So don't fuck this.
Hey, there's no more alcohol in that bottle.
There's a ton of alcohol, bro.
He's tapping it like a ketchup bottle.
I'm tapping it like I'm going to tap Faco later.
Oh, you beat it to it.
You know why his name's Faco, though?
Why?
It used to be Flaco, but he ate the L.
Oh.
Yeah.
I ate the L, damn right.
It ain't my fault.
It ain't my fault. No, that's...
It ain't my fault.
Master, no, that's Mystical.
Shake your ass. Yeah. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Show me what you're working with.
Shake your ass.
Most people don't think that's a menstrual impression. I was trying to do the Mystical impression. Maybe I should have just done the beat, huh?
So you had the Master P, No Limits.
I like that song. Dude, yeah, I listened to that for the first time in a long time recently. It's a great song. It holds up.
I like a lot of the South beats. I was telling you about the Gilligan's Island beat. Did I tell you that one?
No.
I got everything in my mama's name.
Still
and
fly.
That's okay, because I'm still fly. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's a dope-ass song, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? I'm gonna play something from that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we still got to figure out something. What are we going to eat?
Bro, each other's cocks. I mean, who cares, you know?
Listen, I'm hungry. I don't know.
What the fuck? Are we going to get it right now during the break?
We got to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ,
you want to just, you know, hang out here and look pretty?
I look pretty no matter where I go.
You look pretty sometimes.
Fucking beautiful.
But if you style...
Yeah.
If you pick me as your stylist,
dude,
I'll make you look pretty.
I have not taken any fucking fashion advice from Faco.
Dude, I would put you in all black.
Dude, what the fuck is this? A fucking Rolling Stones song painted black? No, yeah. Fuck that.
You're going to walk around looking like a big black hole, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be a big black hole for you, dog. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
You want to make me do a big black hole so you can put your little white cock in there?
You walk down the street, you're all in black, and like people think, oh man, it's going to eat this galaxy and it's going to swallow us inside.
You're saying a black hole?
I've seen you good at swallowing.
Gross. How would you know, dude? I've never swallowed in that capacity.
I know you have.
I swallowed food.
That's how you got to the improv. You swallowed.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's right.
That's right, Victor Pacheco.
Pack.
I don't care where you're from or what you do in your life, dude.
You don't care where I'm from.
Who you're at. Who,
as long as you love
me now, dude.
Dude, what the fuck? Is this a Backstreet Boys song?
Yeah, you're like Julia Roberts from fucking Pretty Woman. Dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, look. Professional says El Farolito Burritos is what we should eat.
How close are we to that?
Dude, it's on 24th Street.
And what street are we on right here?
We're on 22nd Street.
So it's two streets away?
Two streets away.
So let's do it.
Oh, you like burritos?
Yeah, I'm a fucking thick spick named Vic. What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't even know about burritos, dude. Your favorite food is fucking stovetop stuffing, dude.
Oh, thank God.
You know it? You got Campbell's soup in your cupboard.
I got Cambodians in my cupboard.
You got Murray Callender's chicken pot pies in your freezer, dude.
I got Murphy Lee on the radio.
Oh, you got a Papa Murphy's take and bake pizza in your freezer right now.
I got the mamas and the papas too.
You got fucking Uncle Ben's rice, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah? You like that shit,
huh? No, I like Uncle Rucker's better.
Dude, see, professional says El Farolito burritos.
Yeah, I know.
Flatmate says pho. Professional says, too much mac and cheese earns you kidney stones.
All right, so no mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese.
We're going to do this burrito spot, right?
Hey, I had some mac and cheese. Hey, and it had like, what did they call it? Broiled, charred, flaming Cheetos dust.
Gross.
You don't like flaming Cheetos?
No.
Dude, are you going to tell me you don't like spicy?
I like spicy, but I like real spice, not this fucking chemical fucking burn that they make with these.
That's the same shit that the weed stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To kill all the weeds.
Oh, the Roundup?
Yeah. You know, here's my viewpoint on all that, is that we're humans and we evolve, okay? So, and if we're going to evolve, we got to know how to take those chemicals that are being shot out into the earth. But then we'll become some kind of what do they call it? We'll just get used to it, and then we'll, you know, morph on. Yeah, move on. We'll just evolve it. It's going to give us power.
Are we doing conspiracy theories now?
You go ahead, Victor Pacheco.
I don't think we landed on the moon.
Oh, you know what? I don't blame you if you don't think that.
I mean, I think the Earth is round, but I also think that we didn't land on the moon.
We might have not, man. But, you know, I wouldn't blame you.
I feel like that was like a big dick contest and nobody even had a dick.
Yeah, we don't. Like, you know, we had a dick.
I hope I don't get killed by the government and shit, you know.
You know why? I know why. Because it felt like that because of our hunger. Yeah. And we're hungry and we got to figure out what to eat. So we got pho. We got mac and cheese. Professional says it was a Kubrick production.
Stanley Kubrick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say. We might have not landed on the moon. There's so many things we're finding out that is the opposite. Oh, it's true.
You see that those interviews with Buzz Aldrin talking about how we didn't go to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. That's the guy that was there, and he's saying, oh, well, we weren't there. I don't know if that was taken out of context.
Was it Buzz Aldrin or Neil Armstrong? They were getting chased by some guy.
No, he wasn't chased. Well, he punched the dude?
Yeah. Which one was it?
I don't remember.
Well, the guy kept following him, and the guy said, "Well, you swear on the Bible that you saw, right? Remember that?"
Yeah.
And he slapped him.
You know what, though? I've never been on the moon. I've never been an astronaut. If somebody followed me like that and like got in my face like that,
yeah,
I'd smack the fuck out of them.
Me too. Who the fuck do you tell me when I put my hand on the Bible? So I'm saying it's okay.
I agree.
He's right.
Like, are we in court? Am I being subpoenaed? Who the fuck?
We got this big white kid from fucking who knows where. Wants to tell you to put your hand on the Bible. Get the fuck out of here. Don't ever tell me what to put.
I agree, dude.
Right? So was it Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin?
I don't remember, dude.
Well, one of them. They were both right. How about that? All right?
Well, I agree, dude. Like that. Like, don't fucking come at me with your Bible in hand. And it's like, I gotta swear. What happens if I'm, like, Muslim?
Yeah.
I'm Jewish. All right, I'll swear up and down it because it doesn't mean shit to me because it's not the full testament of what I believe.
Even if I knew, we did fake the landing, I'd still slap him, dude. Fuck that guy.
I don't know. I feel like you'd have to beat the shit out of them if we really faked it. Like, no, like, don't even ask about it again because this is what's going to happen. I'm going to fuck you up, so don't ask about it.
Yeah, you know? So, I'm telling you, whoever did that and slapped the kids, great job. you know?
Like, yeah, beat the fuck out of bullies.
Seriously, no one tells you what to do. I think right. that's the number one thing.
That's the one thing. It's just like, you, like, bullies get in trouble for bullying, but then you get in trouble for beating the fuck out of the bully. Right. And it's just like, well, then you turn into the bully. It's like, no, I just wanted to beat the fuck out of the bully so the bullying would stop. And then you want to make me out of it. Like this thing with fucking Cain Velasquez, the UFC fighter, just got convicted 5 fucking years for shooting a fucking guy that raped his son. And like, that guy shouldn't be going to fucking prison. They should be doing a fucking parade for him. You know, there should be like lines of chicks sucking his cock and lines of flowing for him to snort or whatever he's into.
Right.
You know, it's just like that, like he did what a father should do. And it's just like, for me, I feel like it's sending the wrong picture. Like, well, now, if you're a child rapist, you know, if the fucking kid's dad tries to murder you, they'll go to jail. So don't worry about it. Keep continuing doing the horrible fucking act that you're doing. That's what it... I know it's a slippery slope fallacy, but it feels like this is sending the wrong message.
No, I get it, man. I get it too, man.
And if he would have killed the guy, like, how much time would he have gotten? Would he have gotten 20 years? Because that's bullshit.
Well, if he killed the guy, it would... I think it would have been better for him, but I think what he's getting messed up with is because he didn't even... He hurt someone else, at least.
Right. Yeah, he didn't even hurt the dude who fucking...
That's the problem. Right. You know?
If he would have just shot the guy, like, straight in the head and murdered the dude...
Yeah, I don't think no one would convict him.
So, this is fucked up. Then, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Then, like, if he was a better shot, then it would have got a better case. Yeah,
if he went to the end of college...
No disrespect to the man. He did a very admirable thing.
Yeah, and for sure. 100%.
And standing for his family. And the fact
that... 100%.
These family men are going to get 5 years for doing this shit. That's sending the wrong message.
Yeah, there should have been some kind. Hopefully he could do like some plea deal where he just does probation. But
I saw this thing where he's only going to be doing like less than a year because like with time served or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's already been in there.
Yeah,
God bless him, because it's been a while.
Yeah,
now.
And I've seen like a bunch of different videos where there's just like, oh, is Cain Velasquez going to be safe behind bars with that charge that he has? And it's just like everybody wholeheartedly says that yes, he's going to be okay. And not only is he going to be okay because of what he did, but also he's Cain Velasquez. He's a fucking former UFC heavyweight champion of the world.
Right.
Like, this guy is will fucking fuck you up if you try to fuck him up.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I'm not advocating this, but it's like, you better kill him.
Damn.
Because otherwise he's going to kill you. And horror, like, you know,
he must have hella respect at the UFC.
I think he has hella respect everywhere.
At the jail, at the prison.
Everywhere, man. Well, I don't think he started serving yet. They just, or maybe he already did. It's like, you're guilty, so now.
They just go.
Right. Well, they already found him guilty, and he's like, oh, I'm going to do the time that you guys gave me. They're like, 5 years, and it's just like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, but I think if he stays out of trouble, he get out a lot earlier.
Right. I mean, if he stays out of trouble, but I mean, maybe they'll like have him like speak to other prisoners while he's in there, and they'll give him like, you know, time served and like good acting. Like, you know, it's like if you're speaking and doing like motivational speaking for other inmates, and like it's like, oh, well, you're doing something positive for the community within the prison system, so maybe he'll be able to get out earlier. But I don't think he should be doing any time.
Nah, I would agree with that too.
And then people are fucking calling California a cesspool for pedophiles, and I'm like, dude, if he would have killed him, like, you know, it's just like, well, that would have not been accessible. But he fucking, like, I don't know, man. It's just really, it's really hard for me because I love UFC. I knew who Cain Velasquez was, like, before all this shit went down.
From 408, San Jose.
Dude, yeah. That's amazing. He's a local dude, and I just feel bad for what happened to his family, and I feel bad what's continuing to happen with this going on. Like, I can't even imagine what else is going on. You know, that's brutal, dude. Like, fucking 5 fucking years, man. Well, hopefully he gets out soon. And I'm not trying to make this political and shit, but some people are like, Trump needs to get him out of prison, do a full pardon. And it's just like, dude, it doesn't work like that. But I really think a lot of, like, Californian Democrats, if they were to hear that Cain Velasquez got pardoned and he didn't have to do his time and all that stuff, I think that would be good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would actually be happy behind that.
I'd be happy. I'm not, you know, claiming any side or anything, but just as a human being, it's just like, yeah, well, Trump did something that I think we could all agree on. But, you know, who the fuck really knows? Not trying to make this political, even though...
Yeah, political. You went from conspiracy to political.
Yeah.
You know? The Hispanic Titanic Victor Pacheco can go anywhere.
God, dude, Jesus Christ. You're my wingman or my hype man?
I'm your hype man, wingman. And we have to have that slumber party that I told you about.
I don't want
to
have no slumber parties.
Well, I'm trying to convince you.
Yeah, these are like some like white Mexican ditty parties.
All right. Well, listen, we got to figure out something then.
Okay.
You know what we got to figure out.
Yeah, the food situation.
Yeah, what we're going to eat.
Are we going to go there in person or?
We'll figure it out right now.
What are you talking about? It's like you're making it sound like we're going to Grubhub this thing.
Okay, so we got
so we're going to go to the Mexican restaurant.
We got Mexican, we got pho, or we got Chinese. You pick.
Mexican.
Okay. It looks like it's going to be Mexican.
Victor, we just tabulated the votes.
Victor Pacheco in the studio. And we the Hispanic Titanic strikes again. I know. We still have a lot of things going on. Remember, DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2 with the show Drop the Charges.
Drop the Charges?
Drop the Charges, he said.
What charges would those be?
Oh, you would have to ask him.
Off air.
Off air. Hey. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, I got the perfect song for this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think, are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on, where is it? Where is it? I have it right
here. Are you looking for your penis?
I'm looking for my penis. I gotta pee. Come on, man.
I don't know where it is, bro.
Here we go.
Yeah.
You hear it?
Now.
All right. It's about that time. Radio.
Yeah, we got a track for you. I get on this for real. Get excited. I know you've been doing your thing, man, you know. Pretty proud of you. Just go ahead.
Hey,
what you got?
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what I got. I'm going to tell you what. All I want to know is what we going to eat. You know what I'm saying? What we going to eat? 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 What we gonna eat? What we gonna eat? What we gonna eat?
I don't know.
What we gonna eat? What we gonna eat? In West Lil York, gonna get it today. Highway 6 North on the Katy Freeway. Extra Mission Road with no cop there to stop us. Gonna drop these clothes to my uncle at Encompass. Nurse smells Bombay on my breath as I greet her. Rockin' full gold so she know I'm happy to meet her. And he's a birthday gift, but he ain't no cheater. Middle Eastern buffet on the way to the feeder. Chicken and rice going down nice with a side of tomatoes. Cutting that spice, gonna pay that price on the toilet a little later. Cousin Pan, all elusive on that back corner table. Boy, that man stay exclusive on them roasted potatoes. Homeless white boy hanging out at the light with a cardboard box sign ready to fight. Having unruly spasms, straight misbehaving. Better curb your enthusiasm, boy, Larry David. Drop paying off to his pretty little spouse. Gonna pet me a pussycat over here by the house. Getting all up in the cheese, cause I be like a mouse. Green ass tasting more classical than a Strauss. Giant spring roll, all in her back. Lobster sauce blasted all on her back. Woo! Now I'm hungry and no longer in heat. What you got up in the